Hello.
I have to stop and think.
Yes, darling. Be calm and composed.
The weather is not so good today.
No, but...
Last time the sun was shining.
Yes.
And it was beautiful.
Yes.
Today it is like...
It's a dull day.
Dull.
Yes.
Well, darling.
But, you know, this year the winter has been very mild.
So?
And so the seasons are quite upset.
But you have snow.
Yes, in Sweden.
So?
Yes, it was quite cold. There was no spring, hardly to speak of.
No, that is what I was thinking.
Yes.
You were saying the winter has not been so hard.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of snow, and it was very cold.
Yes, but only for a short
time. And you've had little or no spring.
Yes.
But now the weather is getting better.
Yes, I think so.
And you have this summer to look forward to.
Yes, that's right.
What will you do with yourself, huh?
Well,
I suppose you will come back and forth to London.
Yes, that is one thing I live for now.
Yes. That is very nice, but... I don't know.
You'd be surprised what an effect it has on me.
Oh, I will not be surprised. I know what an effect it has on you.
I mean, I feel rejuvenated.
This is wonderful.
Yes.
And then when the weather is nice, you go into the park.
Yes, that's right.
And watch the water and the people and also the swans.
Yes.
And you feed them.
Yes. You know, in Slottskogen, in Göteborg.
Of course.
Where we used to go and sit by the lake.
I see so.
And often we used to lie on the grass and...
I remember. All everything.
Yes.
There is nothing that you can tell me that I don't remember.
Oh, that's right.
So,
that's right.
I remember, I'm sure, everything. All the happy times we had. The little outings and walks and shopping and also many things.
And you know, I often look at the moon when it is a beautiful, clear moonlight. And I used to think when we used to walk by the sea, and look at the moon and the evening star together. And I wonder, I said, if Annie is looking at it. But then I said to myself, well, there is no moon and there is no stars in her sphere. But
I can be with you and watch.
Yes. And then I say, yes, she can watch with me.
I do. I do many things. I do many things which you don't realize.
Yeah, well, I can't.
When you are quiet and you are listening to some beautiful music, I am with you.
Yes.
I sit very close.
Yes. I sometimes say that...
What are you doing with my reading glasses?
I have them, darling.
I know you have them.
Yes, I have them. And... I can't use them because they are quite different parts of mine. You had several.
I know.
Yes,
and there was a new pair.
Yes,
not before long I come over, you know.
Yes.
Anyway, we don't want to talk about those things.
No,
I was telling you yesterday, was it yesterday?
Yes.
About us in Egypt.
In Egypt, yes. That was a wonderful revelation, darling.
Oh, but we have had a number of incarnations.
Yes, that's
right.
And
we have been together on many occasions. And
yes, that's right.
This is the last material one, I think, I'm sure.
Yes.
I don't think there would be any need
anymore for
you to come back, or me.
Yes,
I'm quite sure that we have finished with the Earth.
I'm happy to know that.
I think we have done our
evolution.
Ah, that is it, evolution. We have fulfilled what we had to fulfill.
And we are more in tune with the... other world than this.
I think it has been a very gradual process, you know, of different experiences different ways, in different lives, where we have been linked with various people.
Yes, that's right.
And I think that many of these people will be coming here and we shall meet them again. Some of the people that you are meeting even now are people that we have known in the past.
I will never forget our dear Leslie.
No, well, it is partly because there was an association.
Yes.
It's many years ago we have been very closely friends, you know, and related.
And
in one instance, you know, there was an incarnation when we were in Italy.
Italy?
I don't know if this surprised you.
Yes.
But many centuries ago,
yes,
I am told,
yes,
that you and I,
yes,
and several other people that I hope one day you will meet, you certainly will meet over here,
yes,
but I don't think you will meet them on Earth in this incarnation,
no,
although some are still,
yes,
in your world.
Yes.
But we were connected together,
yes,
centuries ago in,
yes,
the time of Renaissance.
In the time of? In the old Roman times, I believe.
No, yes, but that, not only that, but also in the time of the Renaissance. In Florence, in,
yes,
Italy.
Yes. I understand, yes.
And we were connected with the family of the Borgia.
Uh-huh.
But we were not of the Borgia, but we are linked with the Borgia. You know, there was a remarkable woman of that time whose name was Lucrezia.
Who?
Lucrezia.
Ah, yes. I have a book on it, darling.
I know you have, and that is not by accident that you have this book.
Uh-huh.
But we have an incarnation in that period of time.
I see.
And we were linked with the Borgia family.
Uh-huh.
And not exactly related, but we were very friendly. But, of course, there's much been written, which is not nice. You know,
yes,
but of course they were different times,
yes,
and life was very difficult and very different. Always there were feuds, you know,
yes,
and there were problems and troubles,
yeah,
and many things happened.
Uh-huh.
And as a matter of fact, we were under the protection of the Borgia.
Uh-huh.
That is why we were fortunate in that respect, because they were very powerful people.
Yes. Yes.
And your name was Giovanni. Your name in that lifetime,
yes,
was Giovanni.
Aha! I see. Giovanni.
And my name was Beatrice.
Yes.
A Beatrice, you know?
Yes.
In English, is how you say? Beatrice. Patricia, you know?
Patricia.
And you were
and
a man of position,
uh-huh,
and you were very interested in art,
yes,
and so was I.
Yes.
And you knew a lot of the great artists of the time. In fact, you were something of an artist yourself.
Yes.
And you used to be a patron of the arts and help the people,
uh-huh,
who were,
yeah,
painters, who were not very wealthy.
Yeah.
Because we had fortune,
mm-hmm,
and we were friendly with the Borgia,
mm-hmm,
and we were able to help and also to encourage artists,
yes,
and sculptors. And we were living in Florence,
yes,
and you were a man of wealth and position,
mm-hmm,
and you were to do with the law.
Uh-huh.
But this is a very long time ago,
yes,
and I have been searching for information,
yes,
because I think it will be interesting for you.
Yes.
But in that period of time, your name is Giovanni.
Yes, I understand. And what was your name, darling?
Beatrice.
Huh?
Beatrice.
Beatrice, aha, yeah.
Ah, there is so much I would like to talk to you about.
Darling,
because, you know, I want you to see this.
Yes.
You know, it was not just by accident,
no,
that we come together in,
no,
this present life,
no,
of yours.
No.
It was destiny, you know.
Destiny.
And we had been together, as I have said before, and we were brought together in this last incarnation,
yes,
so that we would gain more knowledge and experience, and to fulfill certain things that had to be fulfilled,
yes,
and also so that you should have some knowledge of this subject,
yes,
so that you would be able to leave behind,
yes,
something of value,
yes,
that other people might know about.
Exactly.
You see, in different countries, there, yes, are individuals who are chosen for a specific work,
yes,
to do with this propagation,
yes,
of truth.
Yes.
And in our country, Dhamma, there is very little of this truth.
Yes.
And you can do something perhaps about it.
Yes.
And perhaps later you may write some articles.
Yes.
And perhaps eventually a book.
Yes. Mm.
And this is what they want you to do.
Yes. Yes.
I think this is something you will do
yes.
before you join me.
Uh-huh.
So you see, you've got to get very busy very soon.
But darling, I can't write Swedish. I can write English.
Oh, but you could be translated.
Yes. Because that is my handicap, you see. I can express myself in English.
But he could always be translated.
Yes, yes, of course. Yes.
And perhaps Mr. Flynn's book could be translated and put into Swedish in the Scandinavia, because, you know, there is nothing.
Yes.
This is important, I think, that we try to do something to promote it, you know?
Yes.
Because there are millions of people who are ignorant, you know? We have to do these things because yes. it will help others to understand.
Yes.
We did not come into your world just for nothing.
No.
We have to learn many things
yes.
and to help others to gain knowledge.
Yes, that is true. You know, in Sweden there are many meditation centers now.
I know.
Opening up.
I know.
And that is a good thing because it sort of diverts the consciousness of people from materialistic pursuits to something higher.
I know.
You see? And,
maybe the magazine
yes.
that sometimes you have
yes.
could have published something. Huh?
Yes. You mean in Sweden?
So, yes. in Stockholm.
In Stockholm. It is a magazine called Utan Grens.
I know. We yes. talked about it before.
Yes.
I think they would be interested to do something.
Yes.
What about our recordings?
I have... all the recordings, but of course I don't really know how to set about it.
No. What I mean is perhaps later on
yes.
You could transcribe them, you
yes.
see, and get them translated publish them.
I have a vague feeling that the day may come when the television people might be interested in the subject.
Uh-huh.
And
well, we'll have to wait and see.
Yes.
But it will be wonderful if yes. we can do something.
Because that is better than a book. Because in Sweden, you know, most publishers say that they lose money if they publish a book. There's not enough sales.
No?
No.
Because
people have not the time to read, and the printing costs are so heavy that the books are very expensive. And that's why I say that if there was a television program, that would bring to the consciousness of the people... more forcibly and a wider sector of the public than anything else.
So,
Mr. Leslie is going to have a television performance in Ireland in a few months' time.
Well, I think, you know, that we have all been brought into this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that it is important that we realize that each one of us has got something to do, some
exactly.
part to play.
Yes.
And I think that later
yes.
it may be possible for us to do something in
yes.
Sweden. I hope so.
Yes.
We must see. But you see, we have been many times together. Once we were in Enschede Rome.
Yes, that I know.
We?
Yes.
And also we have been in France.
Yes.
That, I think, was the last incarnation before this one.
Do you know, that is why I am so attracted to the European countries.
I think Europe has been always more or less our home.
Yes.
Except in as far as I know, the incarnation in Egypt.
Yes.
But after which,
yes.
always it was in Europe.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And I always feel that I have no attraction for East or Far East.
No, I don't think, as far as I know,
yes.
that we have ever had anything to do with China
no.
or with Japan, you know?
No, that's right.
I think it has always been in...
Do you know, I'm sorry,
on the continent. Huh?
You remember rightly, once I was receiving an offer to go to Malaya.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
I'm glad you didn't take it.
No. I thought of you.
I wonder, when do you think you will retire?
I wouldn't like to, darling, because I feel I'd like to continue with the work and...
But you do not do so many hours.
Because I feel that if I give up, my health will break down.
Well,
and I wouldn't like.
You got the cold?
No.
I've been telling Leslie to take care of his health.
Oh, it is very important.
It is very important. I mean, I take so much pains, and you know, I go to Fricka regularly.
I know.
When I come to London.
But,
and he has done me a lot of good.
I think, really, your health is very good.
Yes.
You don't really have any aches or pains.
Yes, and everybody tells me that I look younger and younger. What is the secret?
Yes, but you... Okay. If you keep on getting younger and younger, when are you coming here?
Well, that's what frightens me.
I don't want you to get too young. Otherwise you...
That's what frightens me.
I don't know. As long as you are fit and well until you come here. And I always have told you that I think when you come, it will be in your sleep.
Yes.
Or very sudden.
That will be wonderful. Wonderful blessing. And I often feel surprised when I get up in the morning. But I never know when I'm going to see the morning.
When do you go back? On Monday?
I go back on Tuesday, darling.
On Tuesday?
Yes.
And you are coming to see me?
I'm coming tomorrow.
Tomorrow and Monday?
Yes.
And Monday?
And I don't think Leslie could accommodate me Monday. I don't know.
I don't know. I thought you were coming perhaps Monday.
Leslie, are you free on Monday?
I really can't say until I look at my book.
I see. Well, if he is free, I can come, darling.
Well,
I have nothing special there.
I don't know. You see, I did not know what you had planned.
Tomorrow,
because I know you go back one day next week, and I wasn't sure which day.
Tomorrow, I am definitely coming.
You have to go.
I go on Tuesday. About middle of the day, I go.
You go straight home?
Yes, I go straight home.
No Copenhagen?
Yes, I go via Copenhagen.
You do? Because you mean you have to get out of the plane and get in again?
Yes, that's right.
How stupid.
Yeah.
Why did they do that?
Well, you see, I had no choice this time because all the direct flight planes were fully booked.
Uh-huh.
And so I had no choice.
No.
But the next time I come by direct flight because I booked many months ahead.
And the next time you're going to stay longer?
I stay 2 weeks then. And I'll be seeing you many times.
The same place?
Huh?
At the same place?
I don't know. It depends on which hotel I can get at the time, you see.
Uh-huh.
But it's very difficult, you see, in London now. So many people coming in.
But you don't have full board.
No.
You just have breakfast.
Yes.
And you eat somewhere else when you...
Somewhere else, that's right.
I know, because I notice you don't seem to go back there for meals.
You know, I go to Regent Palace almost to eat.
To the Italian?
Yes, that's Italian.
The Bistro?
Because I love to go there because of living there when I really came to London.
Uh-huh.
And I like the atmosphere there.
It is very nice. Yes, it is very pleasant. I remember that place.
Very, very, very fine. And I somehow feel at home.
When you go about London, I think of us. When you walk about, I think of when we were together, you know?
Yes.
And the places we used to visit, you know?
Yes.
And the same restaurant.
Yes.
But you did go to a different place.
Yes.
Because the other day you were not in the place that we had known.
No.
It was a new place.
Yes. Sometimes it is for sake of time, say.
I know. Yes. Oh, I know. But I invariably go with you everywhere.
Yes.
And I like to take note of the places you go to. And then if I can remember the name or something, I can tell you.
Yes.
So, you know, I have been with you.
I feel it, darling. I feel your presence in shops and when I'm walking in the street. That is very, very wonderful to me. Although I'm blind and I'm deaf.
You are blind and you are deaf.
Yes.
I don't think you are as blind or as deaf as you think. I think you are very conscious of me. And often when you are doing something or I think you've received my impression, and you say, ah, she would like this, you know, and you see something, and you say, ah, she would like this.
Now, do you know, some time back you told me about looking in a jewelry shop.
Uh-huh.
And I was only looking to compare that lovely ruby with what they had in the shop. Not in the idea of buying anything.
No, no.
You know, just to compare. And there is nothing to compare with it. And I often think how this would look on you.
Well... You know, it is a very strange thing. Perhaps you don't realize, but sometimes when you have thought about some article in association with me, perhaps in a shop, and you have thought, oh, I would have loved her to have it, I receive it.
Oh, really?
In a sort of mental way.
Uh-huh.
I think it is that when you have this strong thought and your love, everything, it is... made possible for me to have it. I don't know how to explain this. Of course, it is because you want me or would like me to have had it if I had been with you. Over here, of course, we do not put any store, what you store, on valuable things.
No.
But everything is beautiful. It has an aesthetic value, which is nothing to do with material.
Yes.
It is purely of a spiritual nature.
Yes.
And that is why here many things are so beautiful, because they are from within one's innermost self, and they are permanent, you know?
Yes.
While you think about them as permanent.
Yes, honey.
You know? This is the marvelous thing about life here. While you retain the memory and the desire in regard to a certain something and feel its importance for various reasons, and you retain it.
Yes.
But should you gradually, as sometimes one does, lose interest and feel, well, you know, you have entered into a different aspect of thought, then other things that once seemed important disappear.
Yes.
But a thing that is beautiful is always there, you know?
Yes.
What was that saying, a thing of beauty is a joy forever?
Yes.
You know that one?
Yes.
You know, I read a lot. Oh, that is another thing I have never told you.
Yes.
Over here we have great, what you would call libraries. Huh?
Libraries.
And all the books that are good to read, beautiful books of the past, and books also that have been compiled.
But darling, if there are no such thing as paper, how can you...
Oh, no, no, no. You don't understand. You see, everything here is real. What I mean by this is that if you think, then that becomes a reality.
Uh-huh.
But we don't necessarily have to produce paper.
No.
But books are produced by the power of thought.
Oh, I see.
And, for instance, if I wanted to read a certain book, for instance, if there was something special that I would like to read on this side, then I can... obtain a thought copy or reproduction, reproduction, and one can concentrate one's thought and one can read this.
Yes.
For instance, when I come to you, I do not find it easy, I would not find it easy to read a book of yours, but when you are reading it, I can read your thoughts.
Yes.
And which means that I can digest the book with you.
Yes, I understand.
Over here, people who were very talented and were able to write and put words to paper on your side can still create books.
Uh-huh.
But they are thoughts created.
Uh-huh.
And the thoughts are so strong that they become a reality.
Yes.
And anyone who wishes to read the book, whatever, can do so. And there are vast libraries of thought-produced books which one can borrow.
Yes,
I read, you know.
You have become much, much cleverer since you have been in spiritual.
Well, I don't know about
that. Because I learn a lot from you.
Yes, that is true. But the point is that I think that every individual person, you know, over here, when they begin to realize things and begin to progress and begin to accumulate knowledge,
yes.
They expand their vision.
Exactly.
This is something that happens naturally.
Yes.
But of course it has to come from the individual.
Yes.
They have to want to do this.
Yes,
or
the
to
desire
do that.
Must be there.
And they must make an effort.
Yes, correct.
And once you make the effort, then that which was obscure becomes clear.
Automatically.
You know.
Yes.
And if you think to yourself that it is important to learn,
yes,
of a certain subject,
yes,
no matter what it may be,
yes,
and then once you have this strong desire, it becomes available to you in various ways.
Mm.
If it is necessary to digest or read a book, or to listen to a piece of music, or to be creative in some way, then all these things become a reality once you open up your mind and consciousness to them. They become then visible.
Yes.
Or they become tangible, you know?
Yes, I understand.
It is when the mind is closed, or when the person has no interest or desire,
yes,
then they have no consciousness of these things.
Yes.
And they are ignorant of them.
That's
so
right.
Once you open your mind and your thoughts to the possibility,
yes,
of all sorts of things that are around and about you, then they become clearer,
yes,
and they become visible, and they can become tangible.
Yes,
we create, you know.
Yes.
All life is created by thought.
Yes.
Nothing is possible without the power of thought.
No.
So when I think of you,
yes,
I think in my own environment here,
yes,
I think, ah, I think I'd like to go to Dino. And so I think of you, and automatically I am there.
Yes.
There is no distance that can separate us.
Do you know, darling, at evening time, when the sun is setting for about an hour, the
uh-huh,
sun comes direct on all the pictures.
I know.
And I have noticed that I can see every little detail of you. And the colors even change.
I know.
Your eyes are so clear and objective that I feel you almost there.
I am so often with you.
Darling, I think
what would give me the greatest joy,
yes,
is if you could really see me visually.
Yes, darling.
And I've always been under impression that this will happen,
oh,
possibly
God,
in the early hours of the morning when you wake.
Uh-huh.
Because it is then that you have invariably been with me during your sleep, and there is still enough tangible substance, I don't know what you call this,
but
which might make it possible.
Ectoplasm.
I think because of the nearness.
Yes, I see.
And because you are not confused with material things.
No.
You haven't fully awakened to the reality of material things around,
yeah,
you.
I know.
And you're still mentally clinging,
yes,
as it were, to me and my memory of being with me.
Yes.
This, I think, is the most possible time.
You know, I pray for this every day.
I know. I just hope too,
yes,
that this will be possible. I'm sure it will.
You
know, before you go back, and we're going to have some more talks, yes? And we're going to have many opportunities.
Yes,
I because
do.
There are many things I want to tell you.
Yeah, I love
you know,
to hear.
And
yes,
I want to do them well.
Yes.
I want to do them so that you can, well, listen and
yes,
to the recording.
Yes.
And perhaps some of the things will be interesting for other people later.
Yes, that's right.
You know, we have
yes,
to think not only of ourselves, but of others. And
yes.
I mean, you know, my whole life is centered around you.
Yes,
that's right. But at the same time, we must not be selfish, you know.
No.
We have to realize that
yes,
whatever joy and happiness we share,
yes,
we must share it with others.
Yes.
And we must find ways and means, where possible,
yes,
of helping others.
That's
but
right.
Of course, I want to talk about all sorts of things which
yes,
are of a general interest to other people as well as ourselves, you know?
Yes.
I mean, now I have been able to give you many proof, you
yes,
know?
Oh, yes.
And I shall continue to do this.
Yes, yes.
But the main purpose of our coming together to talk now is information.
Yes,
informative.
That's right.
That we may be able to assist people.
Yes.
You know.
That's right.
And you know, sometimes I do things for people on this side too.
Yes.
People who are not very progressed.
No.
And sometimes I am able to help people who are very sad.
Yes.
And cling to the earth because they want to get into communication.
Yes.
And find they cannot.
Mm-hmm.
But I have many people, especially children. I have a lot to do with the children.
Children.
And I teach children here. I have my own little class, what you say.
That's very nice.
I love to speak and to help children.
That's very nice. Darling, that keeps you young.
I try to think in so many different ways about so many different things.
Yes.
And always in everything I think about, you are in the center.
Yes.
It's as if everything revolves around you.
Yes.
You know that?
Yes, we are right.
I know that our love has been so strong for so long.
Yes,
it is not something that just happened once, but it's been happening over and over again.
It can never...
That is why it is so strong and powerful, and nothing can break it.
Nothing can fail it.
We've grown closer together.
Yes.
Oh, I look forward for tomorrow, is tomorrow you come?
Yes, I come tomorrow.
And I look forward for it tomorrow to speak to you.
And
I have to go. The children send their love.
And
I really must let the children speak to you perhaps tomorrow. I mustn't be selfish.
Yes.
Because I know they want to
speak. I often see Sibylla.
Yes, she is always with me.
I often see Sibylla, especially when I am listening to music.
Yes. I talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
I have to go.
God bless you.
My love.
Yes, of my love. Yes.
My love, darling.
Yes. Thank you.
I will not say goodbye. I don't like that word.
Thank you, dear.
See you tomorrow.
Yes,
God
darling.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Missy.
She's marvelous, isn't she?
Oh, yes.
Bye-bye, Uncle.
Thank you.
Oh, Uncle now.
Missy is wonderful.
Your uncle, too.
Yes. He does it on purpose.
I'm sure he does.